This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of his biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी, हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 crore रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will undertake a two-day official visit to Morocco from Monday. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, underscoring the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. During the visit, the minister will attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Marcos new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Berichit. The Staff Selection Commission, SSC, has said that nearly 10,000 candidates of Combined Graduate Level Examination, CGLE 2025, have submitted the examination experiences through its newly launched feedback portal. SSC officials informed that around 2,000 candidates reported alleged technical disruptions during the computer-based examination. The commission said that each case has been carefully analyzed, and if disruptions are found to be genuine, affected candidates will be given an opportunity to reappear. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, in a statement, said that around 7.16 lakh candidates have successfully taken the exam across the country. It added that no shift was cancelled or rescheduled yesterday, indicating that the process remained smooth throughout the day. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with the National Security and Intelligence Advisor of Canada, Nathalie Drouin, on the 18th of this month in New Delhi. Both sides acknowledged the clear momentum for rebuilding trust and expanding cooperation at the highest levels of political leadership. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that they had productive discussions on advancing the bilateral relationship, including in areas of counter-terrorism, combating transnational organized crime, and intelligence exchanges. Iran's Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi has said that Tehran would not accept any unfair pressure over its nuclear program, warning such moves could escalate tensions. He insisted that Iran has consistently pursued diplomacy and technical cooperation. Araghchi made the remarks during a phone call with International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA chief Rafael Grossi. The call came after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a resolution that would have extended sanctions relief under a 2015 nuclear deal. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have continued the brilliant form and have qualified for the China Masters 2025 semifinals. The 8-seeded duo performed exceptionally well in the quarterfinal clash against China's Ren Xiangyu and Shi Haonan. They took on the unseeded duo in the quarterfinals and registered a straight set win, defeating them 21-14 and 21-14, and made their way into the semifinals. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall with isolated heavy showers of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.